adaptation of orchestral string and woodwind colors compels the organist to decide whether or not to attempt to imitate the instrument's colors. At best, organ sounds can only hint at those of orchestral instruments and need to function successfully as organ sounds. Organs selected to accompany works written within the 19th and 20th centuries should have at least one division under expression so that the dynamic shadings can be achieved without changing tone color. If there's no expressive division and dynamic changes must be made by adding or subtracting stops or by changing manuals, an attempt should be made to maintain as consistent a tone color as possible, at least in the early stages of the crescendo. The first step to recreate the accompaniment as the composer conceived it is to listen to the recording of the work performed with the original instrumentation and to study the full score.